two sets of mock-ups, right? So the first one, they just built a box out of plywood in the dimensions of the cell, and then they put all the furniture, the cot, the what they call the combo unit, which is the toilet and sink, the steps, the, you know, the little table. They put all that stuff in it. And so that was really to look at the spacing of everything and the quality of the fixtures, right? And so we did that. We found a couple of things we didn't like, made some changes. Then they start actually casting the concrete versions of this. And so the plant that they have in South Dakota, they have this giant mold. And what they do, you know, it's concrete, so there's rebar, right? So they they tie everything, so it's just a giant wire cage. They build these wire cages, tie them all together.
It's a lot of rebar.
It's a lot of rebar. And then they drop this cage into this mold and put all the stuff around it. So everywhere where you have to have a hole through it to attach a bed, or a hole through it to have a light fixture or the HVAC, all of those things, they sort of have insets, that they call them, in the mold to keep the concrete from going into those places. And then they tighten the mold down and pour concrete. And
you watch this very process.
And it sets up. And well, we didn't watch the actual pouring, but we watched the we viewed the cage that's in rebar. We viewed the mold, and then we viewed the finished product. And so, the finished product is a dual cell on the upper floor, so, or what they call the mezzanine. So there's in each of the pods, there will be a row of cells on what I'm going to call ground level, and then there'll be a row of cells above that's accessible by a little stairway. And so the particular one that we looked at was for that upper mezzanine level. So it has no floor, because the floor is
right there,
the
underneath
roof of
him.
The thing below, right?
Okay.
And so, we took a look at that, and you know, the placement of everything within it, the quality of the finishes, the doors, because on the concrete, I'm sorry, on the plywood example, it didn't have a door. You know, so this one has the door, it has the food pass in the door, talked about locks and all that kind of good stuff. And found, and you know, this is why they do all this, because we found one other thing that we needed to change, which was the thickness of the metal on the steps. So from the bottom bunk to the top, each of these cells has bunk beds, right? And so from the bottom bunk to the top bunk, there are two steps that are affixed to the wall, and the metal was too thin. And so when somebody stepped on the metal, it actually started to warp. And we're like, oh, well, if it's warping now, then, you know, that's going to be a problem when people use these for 20 years, right? So, So they've changed that out for us. We have a new step that has been delivered here to Salina. We're supposed to go out and look at that probably in the next couple of days.